That's the end of that. And the next story is called In Praise of the Taxpayer. That so many of the city's most venerable taxpayers have survived yet another commercial building boom is cause for celebration. These one or two-story structures, designed to yield only enough income to cover the taxes on the land on which they stand, were not meant to be permanent buildings. Yet for one reason or another, they have confounded the efforts of developers to be combined into lots suitable for high-rise construction. Although they make no claim to architectural beauty, they are, in their perfect temporariness, a delightful alternative to the large-scale structures that might someday take their place. The most perfect examples occupy corner lots. They offer a pleasant respite from the high-density development around them, a break of light and air, an architectural biding of time. So buried in signage are these structures that it often takes a moment to distinguish the modern, specially constructed taxpayer from its neighbor, the small commercial building from an earlier century whose upper floors have been sealed and whose ground floor space now functions as a taxpayer.